morning, this past week, was Daf Pehe in Seches Eidvin, 8th Perek. In order to keep the hemshich of the sugyas, the continuation of the two sugyas, because they're very much intertwined, I just want to back up a minute, just to give you background. I'm going to start actually from a piece of Gemara, which is on Pedal on the base, because Gemara again uses that over here, so we'll have an opportunity to get that piece of Gemara from there. But let's just remind us, the sugya in general starts right after the Mishnah on Pegim Lom Beis, and the Gemara, just to remind us over here, the Gemara gives us a Hakdama. We're talking about when we have two separate Rishuyos which would require an Erev in order to join them together, to be able to carry from one chosla to the next chosla. They could be ma'ar separate, but in order to carry one to the next, they have to join together. It talks about if you have a third rishus, a third mokum, a place that services both of these chaseres. And the Gemara talked about that. What is the din now that these two chaseres were not ma'ar together and they're also to be metalta from one to the next? How do we view this third place? And this is what the Gemara gave us the rules over here. That basically what came out over here in the Gemara is like this, that in general we have two types of hishtamshes. We have hishtamshes benachas, not hishtamshes bekosha. The Gemara over here uses the lashon of pesach to refer to as a hishtamshes benachas. That basically means in this sugya that if the usage is within reach, up or down, of 10 tefachim, that's a hishtamshes benachas. Were the hishtamshes to be by reaching either up more than 10 tefachim or down more than 10 tefachim, that's a hishtamshes bekosha. That's considered a difficult usage. And what that does in halacha is that as long as the hishtamshes, the usage of that place, is equal to the two chaseres, so both chaseres, their reshus is shaylit on that mokam. It means that place relates to both of them, and therefore, just like one can't carry from one chaser to the next, so therefore, neither of these two chaseres could carry to the metalkal back and forth from that mokam, because the reshus of the other chaser is shaylit there also, so it will be equivalent from carrying from his chaser into the other chaser. Right? That's the halacha that we have, that if the hishtamshes are equally, so therefore each one will ask, it will be also to both of them if you don't make an Erev, because that place is related to both of the reshus, both of the chaseres, and therefore, just like one can carry from one chaser to the next, if he can carry from his chaser to that place. However, were we to have a situation where it's the hishtamshes benachas versus the hishtamshes kosha, so then the Gemara says that place would be only related to the mokum that hishtamshes is benachas, the easier usage. It's considered a part of that chotzer, and that chotzer therefore could carry back and forth, and the other chotzer can't. That was in general what we had. That was what the Gemara told us, Pshita. And then after that, the Gemara talks about a question of Shulshul versus Rika. Shulshul is when you're reaching down to be mishtamish with that place less than 10 tefachim. Rika is when you're it's above, it's 10 tefachim high, which until this point, these were considered a hishtamshes kosher. And now the Gemara is questioning that in each one related to the other, this is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, that the fact that Shulshul is to a certain degree easier than Zrika, does that make a difference? And therefore we would look at it as Shulchan considered Nachas in relation to Zrika, and therefore the din, the rule of the Zeb and Nachas, Zeb and Kosher, that we give it to the Nachas, would that apply over here? That was Shmuel Shita, and Rav Shita was that the difference of Ishtamshus, the fact that it's a little bit easier, Shulchan, doesn't make a difference in halacha, since each one intrinsically is considered a Ishtamshus Bekosha, so therefore we view them as both Ishtamshus Bekosha, and therefore has the same halacha as Lazev Zev Bekosha, and the halacha is that that place is related to both of them equally, and therefore it'll be awesome for both. Now that's what we saw over here until now. Now the Gemara was bringing raya to this machlokes, because that was the sugya on that paid dollars. And the Gemara over here on the top of paid down on bays was bringing a raya to this. This was the toshma. And the Gemara, the second terrace of the Gemara over there, in order to answer the question that the Gemara was asking, okay, maybe we'll just quickly just repeat that Gemara to see what the Gemara was saying. Toshma, it comes up again by us. Shtei Gzus Rezul Mal Mizu. The existence that we've talked about over there is that you have a porch, a balcony, which is over water, and the question over there is that could I draw water, which is underneath, up onto my balcony? The Gemara says over there that that you have to make some kind of mechitza on the balcony in order to carry the water from where the water is up over there, and the mechitza is what mechitza does is that using the kula of tal or shkita shekilei for mayim, that will use a mechitza tuya, even though it doesn't actually reach the bottom, right? The halacha will allow us to view as if the mechitza goes straight down, so you're taking from shdiyach and shdiyach. Now this price over here talks about if you have two gezusterois, right? You have these two porches on one building, only one of them made the mechitza in order to allow it to get some water. And the question is whether this other one could draw water through that one. If the mechitza was made only by the upper one and not by the lower one, the loch over here is shtein asuris achi arvu. Both of them are awesome. Even though the Hishtamshus over here is a easier Hishtamshus for the one who obviously is right over there, where the mechitza is on his porch, the other person has to go that way. There's a zrika and shulsha for him. Here, if we will pick it up in the Rashi right over here, the Rashi did not stay in Asuris. There's a little star, I think, in the Rashi, but maybe there's a star. You see that? Alma, right? This is where the Gemara speaks out what the point of the Gemara's kash is. Alma, lezeb shulshul levnei al yoina, lezeb shulshul. That who's the shulshul? That means for the people who live out on that upper porch, the hishtamshus, in order to get the water, it's the shulshul. They're reaching down. Amal zeh b'shulshul v'nei yoina tashmish mili zeh b'shulshul. For them, right, they're lowering down the thing. Shemshalshul liyam ulivnei tachteinu b'zrika v'shulshul. And for the people on the other porch, right, they're over here. They need zrika and shulshul. Who katanu shtein asuris. And we see this mission says that they're both awesome. That even though one is, the top one is definitely relatively easier than the other one, nevertheless, they're both aser. The bottom one will aser on the tab. For kol shkelin zeh b'shulshul b'zik l'chuda, and definitely it'll answer in the case with machlekes Rav and Shmuel is that the difference is even less. Over here, in this case, that it's all the more easier for the top one than the bottom. Nevertheless, the bottom one answers. So kol shkelin zeh b'shulshul b'zik l'chuda, bringing a raya over here to Rav. We want to look at the second terrace. The more Abaya Omar, Kigayin the Kaimin the Seich Asor the Hadavi. Now this Gemara over here is introducing a new concept over here, a new concept, and the concept requires a certain case, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Abaya Omar Kigayin the Kaimin the Seich Asor the Hadavi, that the two porches are within 10 tefachim of each other. Now, without getting involved in the lemi boy that Timora makes over here, but the point that Timora wants to have over here is that Timora is saying, we'll see in Rashi in a moment, the point Timora is saying like this, that Timora wants to bring a raya that you see from over here that as long as you're in the level, in the category of Tashmish Kashem, both of them are in some degree of a Tashmish Kashem, then they'll ask on each other, even though one in relation to the other is really easier. But since you're not in the Hishtamshus B'nachas, meaning to say that Nachas always refers to Hishtamshus that's within ten Tfachim, once you add a 10 Tfachim, then you know how difficult it is doesn't make a difference, and we look at each one is considered equally difficult, so it's equal shtamshes, they answer on each other. That's Rav Shita. And that the Gemara answers, the Gemara says no. The reason why it's Osher over here is not because of the hishtamshes. If it would have been because of the hishtamshes, Shmuel Shita is that if they, even though they're both kosher, but if relative one to the next, one is in the other, then we really would give it to the one who has the hishtamshes, the easier hishtamshes. The reason for the isra over here is for a new reason. And the reason is that this that we discussed until now, we'll see this in Rashi, I'll just speak it out now, that this that we discussed until now, that there's b'chal an isra of hishtamshes b'kosh, and we look at it, we view it like that, and because it's easier hishtamshus, that place will be related to me as opposed to you. That's only if the two rishuyos that we're dealing with are rishuyos chalukos. If they are separate rishuyos. If they're separate rishuyos, then we could, it's possible to say that we could view this place related to you and not to you, being that you are two separate places. But if it were to be that the two mekaymes are talich asor tefachim of each other, so being that they're so closely related, even though avadim halacha, they're two yeshuyos, and that's why, you know, without an eruv, you can't carry one from the next. But since there we don't have a defined separation between them, they're so closely related, so in this way it works to their detriment that we can't say, well, that mokum is related to you and not to you. Since these two places are so close to each other, so that place, in that middle place, will always be related to both of them. Alright, so even if it were to be one's bakash or one's benachas, the reason why we're asking over here, it doesn't have to do with the ishtamshus. Alright, so that's what Shmuel is going to be answering. Even though mitzad the ishtamshus, really we should relate this mokum to you and not to you, and shimutar. On that, the Gemara is answering, well, that's all if you're in a situation where the two chateres, we call them, are separate. Then I could say, well, I could view this related to there and not to there by the fact that it has easier shtamshes compared to harder shtamshes. But if the two issues are so closely related, then we can't take this third place and say, well, that's related to you more than you. In such a case, we're forced to say that it's related to both of them, unless we'll see that sometimes there is some kind of additional tipping to do. But being that we can't view it like that, so then it'll answer, even though mitzad the hishtamshus that it wouldn't follow those rules. So that is Gemara wants to answer according to Shmuel. Right, so this is our new concept that Gemara is introducing. Let's see this in Rashi. Second, you see the second wide line in the second, those middle Rashis over there. Right? Not the very wide lines, but the where the words get wide right under the Gemara. You see the second Rashi, going to Kamei Begoy Asor Da'adodi. That we're talking about where these two gezusteros are within 10 tefachim of each other. She'en al yoyna gavoy mitachtayin asor, that the upper one is not more than, not even 10 above the bottom one. The afagav the katal zeb koshal zeb nachas, who, even though that's not changing the fact that one's bekoshal, one's benachas, she'yesh mikta zrika im hashulshul, that the point of the Gemara Teretz over here is not to make them easy equal to Shtam. This is what Rashi is coming to say over here. When the Gemara Kash was that according to Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that we should look at one benachas, one bekasha. So why are they both author? So the Gemara answers by saying that one is that they're within 10 tefachim each other. Rashi is saying that the point of the Gemara is not, like the Gemara has been doing until now, to make them both equal hishtamshus. And that Rashi says that it's not changing. It's still one's menachas and one's bekosha. That's not the point of the Gemara's teretz. That's why the captain zeh bekosha zeh menachas who sheish mikzah zrike mashulshul, because the bottom one still needs, even though it's within 10, but there is a mikzah zrike with that shulshul, which Rashi says that should still make it that it's considered kosher according in relation to the top. One of our Shmuel El, the whole Tashmi Shunachas was there, Mizeh, and Shmuel Shita is that one, that the fact that there is a difference between the two, even only relation one to the next, Nathan Oisoy Lenachas. So, L'chayra, the case is not answering the question because it's still Zeh Benachas. On that, Rashi says, Lo Tikshu. Right? That's not Shver, because the point of the Gemara's character over here is a different point. The time of the Hochalav Mishum Tashmish, that the reason for the Isser over here is not based on Tashmish, on usage. Because you're right, as far as usage is concerned, we're to be based on usage, there's a Nachas Klape Ekosha over here, so one should be one should be awesome. Ela Mishum, a new idea. Mishum Dikivan Dibigav Asorah Dahadodi Kaimin, since each of these two Gizus Terois are within 10 of each other, Ein Vashus Shlishis Lizu V'loizum. We can't relate this Vashus Shlishis to one without the other. Vafilu Lezebe Pesach Lezebe Zrika. And even if it were to be that one is a real Nacha and one's a Kosha, we can't separate the relation of this Mokam Mishtamshus from both of them. It's going to have to be related to both. Why kiven she'ein chilek rishus b'neim? Because we don't have a substantial separation between the two rishus that we're dealing with. When do we have this cloud that we've discussed until now? When you have a third place. A third place that you want to use. That when we say v'charmim rishus shlishis asmuch l'shtayim, when do we have that rule that we do look at hishtamshus, the usages, and we give it to the nachas? That was said only if there is a chiluk rishuyis, a ten tefachim. There's a ten tefachim difference between them. Can go in chosav aliyah like we had until now, a chos and aliyah. That was the case of the Mishnah, or else. If you have two chaseris, that the ground level one is higher than the other ten tefachim, or you have a wall of ten tefachim between them, or you have a ditch with ten tefachim between them, so then you have chilek rishuyis, you have a substantial separation. But over here, being that there's no substantial separation, so therefore that third mokim is related always to one just as well as the other, and the shtamshes are not going to make a difference over here. That's the point that the Gemara said over here, and now the Gemara over there. Now this is what comes into to a little more closely related to us.
Then the ten, he says the ten is not a square ten. Ten up and ten out. He's talking strictly here about height.
Right, right. The out first starts in the next sugya, right?
So
yeah. That's a new thing, right? Right. Yeah. We'll see. That's a whole new thing, right? That's the Gemara calls shtamshes ba'avir.
But it doesn't call for ten over there. In order
over
to have the chilek between the
two. Right, over there, it's right. It's really, it's a different number. And
height
right.
Over here, we need 10.
Yeah, right. When you're talking about height up right. And down, that's 10. And muflug over there, right, is a different shear. It's al tochem, 100%. Right, it's two different. It's important to keep these things. Right, that's what gets a little confusing when, you know, each. Right, so right now, up and down, right, like you're saying, right, the cheshbon of 10. And the Gemara right now is saying, there's a new concept over here that you need chilat rishuyis in order to deal with that. But the two rishuyis that you're dealing with, the two chaseris, whatever, have to be separated 10. Then you could start looking, well, for me it's easy, for you it's harder, so it's related to me, not to you. But if the two mekhamis that we're talking about, like the two rishuyis in this case over here, are within 10 of each other, so in this case over here, that is a new reason to answer. The mere fact that they're close enough to each other, we can't separate it, right? It's actually, it wasn't really what I said. It's not really a new reason to answer, but what it does is, it's the same thing, that it's also because that mokum is mishtamish to shtehen. No, but the fact that it's so closely related, so we can't separate that mokum and look at that it should be related to you more than the other person, because your benachas, your bakasha, from the fact that these two rishuyis themselves are closely related. That's what the Gemara says over here. And now the Gemara is going to bring a raya to this yisoy, to this concept. Where do we find such a thing? This is what the Gemara brings over here. Ki ha da omar av nachman omar shmuel. The Gemara says we find this concept in a memory of nachman omar shmuel. He talks about the following case. Gag hasam chul shesar rabim sorach sulam kavu lahatirei. You see what that is? Over here, Gag has so much Rishus Rabin. We have a case. We have a house with, and it has a roof. And the house is situated right off the Rishus Rabin. Rashi tells us that usually a house has a chotzer area which has walls around it, so it's really not open to the Rishus Rabin. This case over here, we're talking about that. It doesn't have a wall on that on one side. And therefore the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim runs right near the area. Gaga Som Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Soroch Sum Kavul HaTiroi. The halacha over here is that in order, well, we'll see in Rashi that we're talking about that the Bnei Aliyah, they have their marpeses, their porch, balcony, and they want to be metalful from there onto the roof. And it's mevuyah in this memra over here that they need to be matir. It needs a heter. By setting up a sulam, that's going to give them their heter. Otherwise, it will be osir. Why would it be osir? The Rishus HaRabim would aser the roof from... For the Bnei Mapestis, to carry from Mapestis to Aliyah, the Rishus Rabbim would answer. And Rashi explained that by setting up this ladder, that's what is allowing you to be sort of separating the Gag from the Rishus Rabbim by consciously attaching it, making a usage with a ladder to the Bnei Mapestis, Bnei Aliyah. That's what you're doing over here. But what the Gemara is taking out over here is that you see that there's a requirement of a sulam. Requirement of a sulam. And the Gemara wants to know, well, why do you need a sulam? The hishtamshes of the Gag is benachas to bema peses, as opposed to the bema shus rabim. So why would it be necessary for a heter at all? And according to the rules of hishtamshes, benachas and mikoshem, it should have been related and regardless to the B'nai Mapesis. So the Gemara says that, well, you see over here this idea, we'll see in a minute, that we're talking about in a case where the Marpesis is low, it's within 10 Tfachim of the Rishus Rabban, and therefore you don't have the Chilik Rishuyis. So even though as far as the Hishtabshus is concerned, it's really Benachas, the Gag, to the Marpesis as opposed to the B'nai Rishus Rabban, nevertheless, since they're in close proximity to each other, so that Gag would be related to the Rishus HaRabim unless you do something, some positive thing in order to detach it from the Rishus HaRabim and attach it to the Marpesis, that's by putting up this ladder. Right? So the more thing we see over here, this concept over here, that you could have a situation where even though it's a Zeb Nachas or Zeb Kosham, nevertheless, if the two Yeshuyos are not choluk, they're not enough separated from each other, then by the mere fact that they're close to each other and we can't look at this Mokam Ishtamshus that it should be related to one more than the other, then it'll answer, even though the Kosh will answer on the Nachas. That's what you see over here, and that's what the requirement of the Sulam is. Now this is what Rashi explains. Let's see in the Gemara, in the words of the Gemara again. Ki hod omer av nachar on shmul, gang gatsam ochon shmul rabim, tzorach shmul kvul atirat. Sum kvul in, sum aroy loy. We need to have a permanent ladder over here in order to be mastered. Anything less than that is not going to have my time. Oh, what's the reason for that? Lav mishum, dikivin nebisei chasod adad, dikaimi. Most be, the only way explanation that we can understand is because of this yisod, because of this new concept, that since they're within 10 of each other, the Rashi Rishudah and the Marpesis, they asa on each other. Asri Adodi. That's this concept that we're looking for. A riot to this new thing, that this kind of situation is not dependent on Benachas and Kosha, and that's what Shmuel is saying. Don't ask me a question that according to me, the situation of the Gzusteroi should be Benachas and Kosha. And on that Shmuel says, well, we're speaking about a case where you don't have Chilk Rishuyis. If you don't have Chilk Rishuyis, then Benachas and Kosha doesn't play a role. Now let's see over here. Zokt Rashi, Gag HaSomuch L'Shut Aram. You see where that Rashi is? It's now five lines up from the very wide lines. Gag HaSomuch L'Shut Aram. Rashi says, She'en Mokav Chot L'Chol Tzidov. It doesn't have, like in a regular situation, the chutz will be surrounding its small sides. Over here, we don't have a wall surrounding all sides. El tzvi echad b'shus rabim, that one side is open directly to the b'shus rabim. Ustam gag gavoy asara, the roof itself is 10 tefachim high. The loch is tzorach sulam kavua min aliyah legag latiroi. A taltam rama peses legag. In order to be mounted the tiltul, we have to set up a ladder. The Avile Sulam, now the accomplishment of the Sulam, Rashi explains is as follows. By making a Sulam, Goli Daite Disalka Lagar Mekhech Mishus Aramim. And by setting up that ladder and making a passageway, the sulam, or, you know, making this connection with the sulam, what we're doing is that we're removing it from the Kerech of the Rishus HaRabim. The Iyun Nichele L'Shtamushe Bey. Now the Gemara says that you need a sulam kavua, sulam aroi not, even the Nisal Klei K'mar D'Las Adami. If it's not there in a permanent way, it could be removed, then it's as if it's not there at all. Now let's see. My time, what's the reason for the requirement of the sulam? Hagagze ene l'tashmish b'nei b'shus rabim klal. That this evening, the Gemara thing is really even stronger, that that it's not even tashmish b'kosher, right? The gag over here doesn't serve as the b'nei b'shus rabim at all. Lav mishum, isn't it not the Bahochi Askinim? What the Gemara is saying is that we really don't understand this at all. Now, how do you understand such a thing? Why should it be also that? In what way did the Midrash of the Rabbim answer the gag on the Bnei Aliyah? So Nati Mor is saying that it must be with this Yisrael that we're saying. But we need to make an akimta. We need to set up that as a specific case. Because if the case were to be that the Marpesis is 10 Tvachim Bav Mishra, then even with our Yisrael, it's not going to help us. It's not going to fit here. Because you have Chilik Mishuyus. So that's what all of Rashi is speaking out, explaining what the Gemara is that we're forced to make an akimta, that means to say that it's talking in a specific case, in order to understand how this halacha works. That gives us the right, even though there's no remez to such a thing over here, but we have the right to say that because we're forced in the understanding of this halacha must be that there's talking about in a certain case, and with this certain case, then it'll now be understandable why the halacha should be. That's what Rashi means. Lav mishum de b'hachi aski must be that we're talking about such a case. Like v'yemar pesas asam mishus harabim. That our passage is not tetzachim abod rishus harabim. And from there, that's how the Bnei Aliyah used the gag. And it's less than 10 tefachim from the gag. Almo, even though the Marpesis is Tashmish Benachas as far as the gag is concerned, within 10 tefachim, Pesach, like we said, refers to Tashmish Benachas. And Mishnah Shas Rabbim, it's not fit at all, like the Rashi said before. It's really not for them at all. Kiven the Marpeses or Rishus Rabbim begav asor dadodi kaimi. Oh, so you see over here, most bit is the pshat that since the Marpeses and Rishus Rabbim are within 10 tefachim of each other, ask me adodi. That's why they answer this concept. Even though, as far as the Shtamshusin is concerned, it shouldn't answer, but the mere fact that they're within 10 tefachim, that's what's going to answer. The Ilav Hochim, if not for this, if not for allowing ourselves to make this case and using this explanation, time of mind, Ninu, what would be the reason for it? We have no reason, no other explanation. So that's what the Mora is saying. That's what the Mora means. When the Mora says, my time, Olav Mishum, the Kivan, the B'Sai Chassor. Rashi just explained that. You know, who told you it's so much B'Sai Chassor? The answer is that for the Maitaimo, right? We don't understand how this is going to work. That gives us the right to say that we must be that we're talking about such a case. Now it's on such a case, so we could apply this concept. That's what it means to bring the Raya over here. On that thing, we'll skip the last part of that Rashi deals with a side issue. On that thing, Mora says like this. Maskif lo rafkop. Right? And Rav Papa is coming to contend with the proof that we brought from this memra to this new concept that without Chilik Mishuyis it will answer. And that Rav Papa says no. The Dilma Kishabim Kasmolov becomes a Visudra. Rav Papa says no. You're asking me a question because you're thinking over here that. As far as the Shtamshus is concerned, that wouldn't answer. LMI stayed over here. This night, no. I'll explain to you how, with simple terms of the Shtamshus that we've been discussing till now, that also will answer over here, because we're talking about in such a situation. Rabbi Mekasimolov becomes a Vesudra. The concept of Rabbi Mekasimolov we had in the past, the Shabbos, Admor talks about over there. It's talking about if you have an Omer B'Shitram which is 9 Tfachim high, so that's a good height for people in the Rishus Harabim to use, to lean on, to adjust their packages and something like that, and that has the din of a Rishus Harabim. We saw the Mora says, whereas less than that, not, or and higher than that, doesn't have a din of a Rishus Harabim. The Mora is saying a similar concept over here, but it's a different measurement over here. That the Mora says over here that if we have a gag which is close to the Rishus HaRabim, so that gag does facilitate Rishus HaRabim use. In what way? Light things like a hat or a jacket, if a person's walking in his hat and he needs to ear himself off, so take off his hat and throw it onto the roof. So Rav Papa is saying, so the reason why this over here would require a sulam, and without the sulam it wouldn't be mutter. And Rav Papa is saying that no, we have no right to take this new concept at from over here, that there's an oyster without hishtamshus. No, over here the oyster is hishtamshus. Why? Because it's taka hishtamshus for zebenachas. For zebenachas, because the b'mishus rabbim have a nachas kind of hishtamshus in this gag.
Even though it's above
you. Right. This is a new thing, that this specific kind of hishtamshus, right, to put a beged on.
Because we're dealing with light objects.
Yeah.
Light.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. 10 tefachim isn't that high. So,
yeah,
unless you're dealing with a heavy thing.
Right.
As
long as it's a heavy package, it wouldn't be. But for a light thing, that would be such a thing. No, let's see the Rashi. Rashi says over here, the Kumsa Vesuja, Shemagil Nasa Solov Bechoil, Koivoyim Umafaydes, that people, it's usual for people to put on such a gag during the week. I was on Shabbos, you know, your problem of it's over here, but it is used for people to put their hat, my first is some kind of beged. V'tashmish noicha v'hogan hu lahem l'masi kal kazeh, right? Like he's saying, right, for a very light object, this is the ishtamshus nachas. V'achdish en eroi lahem l'kitav masi kovid, even though for a heavier package, it's not, then Rashi refers to the Gemara over there that talks about on Omid Tisha is chos v'kitav. And that's the difference between masi kovid. Let's just skip down the next line. Umihu, you see the second word on the line. Umihu, the kumsa v'sudra chazum kishevnei adam ayefin. Even though it's 10 high, for this usage it is kishevnei adam ayefin. Meisachama, people are tired in the summertime. Notin kaveim sudar miroshen. They'll take their hat, their sudar kerchief. Right, that's what that my first I guess was from their head. Actually, yafuach haruach b'hen. Then you'll breeze to air themselves out. Hilkach. Therefore, it'll answer. Bafil loykaima mapeses begoyud. And if we don't, no reason to make the kimsa. We're saying that it's the mapeses is within yud to the shusarabim. No, this fits into the regular rules. Fine. Okay, let's continue.
Does the film will help?
I'm sorry?
Then the tefillin will help?
Yeah, right. So you see over here, right, he's saying good, that you see that the more doesn't, you know, we don't know exactly what the rules, how that works, but you see that even though you have a situation where it's lezeh benachas, but there is something to do to separate it from the other rishos by making the suum, right? That's right, you definitely see that over here. And what the rules are and how that applies, that's, you know, we need a little more information how that works. As a matter of fact, that we'll have to even know, right?
We're talking about a sula between the Mepesis and the Gagnus.
Right. That's what it says. So whatever the problem was, the issa was, you could be mistaken that issa with a sula. That's what it says over here. Now actually, see, we have a machlokes in the Gemara over here what the cause of the issa was. Right? Why was it also? Because of Rav Papa just told him regular hishtamshus. So according to Rav Papa, like you're saying, you see that if you have a hishtamshus iser nachas versus kosher, so a sulam could take care of that. That's according to Rav Papa. But according to where the Gemara learned before, that the iser was a different iser.
According to Rav Papa, the both
yeah.
Is in.
Yeah, right. I'm saying so. According to Rav Papa, right, they both have equal hishtamshus. And the Isser is because of the fact that they have equal hishtamshus. So you're right. You see from over there that according to Rav Papa, we have to put this into our rules. We learned the whole sugi till now, you know, hishtamshus from the astering, and we didn't know that there was any heter at all. And you see from over here that there is some kind of heter of sulam, however that works. I just want to point out that if that's a chiddush, then we should know that you only see this according to Rav Papa. But the way the Gemara originally learned that the cause of the Isser was because of this new idea of two Rishuyos, so you only see that Sulam helps if the Isser stems from there. Right? You know, we'll have to know how far you could apply this. And we're looking at this as a chiddush, as a piece of news. Till now, I wouldn't have known that this could be master. So I'm just limiting how far we could take that chiddush, because this heter of sulam is talking to the iser, which otherwise would have been. Now that's a machlekes in the Gemara over here. What's the iser? Is the iser koncha papa that both ishtamish benachas? That's what's answering. And you see, on that a sulam could help. Okay, so then that relates to the whole sugya till now. But according to where the Gemara understood, that it's really over here, it's not ishtamish wouldn't answer, because Ben Shizram really don't not shayach over here at all. The iser is because of this new concept, the fact that they're within 10 tefachim. So if that's so you only see that sulam helps when that's the iser, right? But does a sulam help, in a situation when they're both benachas? Maybe that wouldn't help. Right?
He just said it is.
Well,
he just said in this case where
what I'm saying is like this: is that this heter, which iser does it take off? That's what I'm dealing with right now.
Is it any different if you say it's within 10, or like in this case where they're adjusting the hat and it's above?
Well, it's two different. It's two different reasons for being offer, right? That's what we mean to say over here, right? And that's really the machlokes in the Gemara over here. The Gemara wanted to answer Shmuel by saying that there's a new way to answer, right? Even if it's not, as far as the Shtamshis is concerned, is not a reason to answer, but if you don't have Chilik Rishuyos, that'll answer, right? That was the Chiddush that the Gemara said, and you see the Gemara is looking for a source for such a thing. So the Gemara brings this rise. Oh, you see that the fact that you don't have Chilik Rishuyos, that answers, and it requires a heter. Now, according to that explanation of the Braisa, so on the one hand, you see that if there's no Chiddush, it answers. On the other hand, you also see that the Oyser, when you don't have Chiddush, is fixable, Aidei Suma. Right?
Yeah.
But according to that explanation, would you be able to say that a Sumum always helps? Even when the Isser is because I'm Benachas and we're Choluk. But I'm Benachas and let's say we're both benachas, right? That's the iser. Would a sulam help for that? Could I take it out from over here that a sulam helps for that?
This is the case.
No. See, because
both benachas. You're saying could it be a difference?
No. It's my question about both benachas. And according to these are our papa from the Chaddish. But what the Gemara is saying like this: the first Gemara understood that Rosh Hashanah was not benach. The Gemara didn't understand that they had the hishtamshes with the head.
Right.
So the Gemara said, Adam, there's no hishtamshes at all for B'nai Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So why do they answer? They answer because there's no chiluk rishuyos. Right? So according to that, right, since the iser is the fact that there's no chiluk rishuyos, so you see that sulam helps could matter that iser.
Yeah.
Right? But according to that man, the Omar, let's say that they acted because of Ishtamshus, then we don't really have a source that Sulam could be matched such an Isser. Right? Only Koncha Papa who learns that, no, this is a regular case. This is a regular Ishtamshus, Menachas, right? And nevertheless, you see that Sulam helps. Then you're right, you see it. So that's what I mean to point out, that the fact that we see anymore that Sulam helps when the Isser is because of Ishtamshus is really dependent on how to learn this Braisa. Only if it's price to the issue, like a papa says, that it's because of the B'nai Shusram have a Shtamshus Benachas. Okay, that fits in with the regular Gedolim, both Benachas, and nevertheless you see that a Sulam helps. Okay, so fine, put that into that Siman Shulchan Aruch, that a Sulam could be matched at such an instant. But according to where the Gemara originally learned, that it's not because of that. There is no Hishtamshus Benachas over here. And the reason why it's asking, because of this new concept, that the B'sai Chassor is no Chilik Rishuya, is if that's true, so you only see that Sulam is not that kind of Isser. Right? But with the Isser to have been because of Shnei Benachas, you don't have a source for that. Okay? That's what we meant to point out. Right? So, if this is a Chiddush to us, the fact that Sulam could be Matir, so what we could take out of the Gemara really is dependent on how the two start the Gemara, how you're learning what the Isser, what the Oyster over here is. Okay. So we have that's what we have over here. The Soma of the Gemara seems to learn that this is this Yisoid. Shmuel definitely needs this Yisoid to answer this question. And the Papa is Madche that no, maybe there's no such thing as this concept of Bisei Chasorah, and Bisei Chasorah is not a reason to ask her at all, and this is because of Shnei Benach. That's what he's saying over here. Okay. Now let's continue on over here onto today's Pisa Gemara. Now that we clarified a little bit of this background over here, let's see. Zot Gemara Nachis. Omar Huda Mar Shmuel Bosh Ben Shdei Chateres. Rav Huda comes and he says over Memra in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. Bosh Ben Shdei Chateres. We have a well, a bowl, that between two chateres, Mufleges Mekoyzel Zeh Abo, Mekoyzel Zeh Abo. That the case that we're talking about over here, I should point out, is different than the Mishnah a little bit later on. The Mishnah later on talks about if you have a wall that goes between two chateres, then you have the bar in between over there, right, half here, half there. This is talking about two chateres, our cholok, here's his wall, here's his wall, and then there's a little area in between that you have a bar. That's where the well is, over there. And Rashi explained that there's no opening from the wall to get into that area, and therefore the way that the each of the Bnei Chaseres uses the bar, they draw the water, they have a window over there, they have to extend to throw the bucket, you know, just some 4 tefachim away, and that's how they do it, right? So on that, the Gemara is saying like this. Mora says that by attaching a ziz is some kind of rod, some kind of plank that which is sticking out from the chotzer to the bor, that is what is matter both of the bnei chateres to use the well. You could use it, but you need this ziz. That's what it means. Zem moitzi ziz kol shehu umemale. Zem moitzi ziz kol shehu umemale. Rabbi Huda didei Omar. Rabbi Huda himself, his own personal shita over here is afil tanya, that you don't need what ziz represents. Tanya is also good. There's a question in the Rishayim over here, what's the difference between Ziz and Kanya? Is it the fact that one's more permanent than the other, but the structure itself is the same? Or the difference is actually the material, what it is, right? It's a smaller thing. The Ritva over here says, the Tzvah himself learns, he brings from the Rashba, Ziz would be Sheesh by Tefach, the Chosh Tzav, has some kind of Chashivas, and that would service the Heker that it's doing over here. And that he's saying, Afilu Kanya Ba'alma, V'kol Shul Mamash Ko'oma. So he brings from the Rashba, which I think it's from Duke and the Rashi, like that they bring, that we're talking about a different size. Ziz would require, let's say, a tefach, and kanya would refer to even smaller than that. And the Tzvah himself says this other pshat that we mentioned. Ziz kol shu mashm dava kavua ke'ein stam ziz. It has to be a permanent structure. Rabbi Huda appears afilo kanya shenosu shama roi lefisho. Even if we just put something out over there, you know, the structure is the same, but the point is that it's there only temporarily. Just the fisha, that's also good. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda, whatever it is coming to be makel that even kanya, which is a small requirement, also is sufficient to make the heker that's necessary over here. Now let's see over here at Rashi quickly. I want to pick out which part of Rashi we should see, since we're a little limited over here in time. Okay, we'll see the second Rashi. Zemaiti ziz kosu. So Rashi mikoyz le'alibor, he'll extend this ziz from his wool to the bor. And he'll fill. Now we could fill. Take water from the bor into his chotzer through the chalon, the window on top over there. V'chein zeh, the kivon mefleges dalid, u'rishalti bei lesser zeh al zeh. Rashi is explaining over here that the reason why ziz helps over here, ziz is not, it's not a matzah, right? So were this to be, like we had until now, a third vishus, which is equal usage one to the next, then they should ask, what is ziz going to help you over here? Rashi says over here that since we're talking about that the bor is muflug dalet from each one, the kibbutz flag is that lishalti bay lesser zal zeh. So each rishos, even though they use it, but since it's dal tochum way, this is the new thing that we pointed out before. Till now we've been talking about higher, lower, but this is muflug, right, in distance. Right? It's dal tochum way. So now, being the fact that it's out of a home way, this, we'll see, you know, it seems to be even a different level. Not even Tashmish Kosher, this is something else. This is, you know, a real lack of Ishtamshus. And therefore, the Rishuyas are not Sholit. That means that I can't look at that as part of my Rishus to answer you, and the fact that you use it, since it's Mufal Dalet, I'm not going to look at it as your Rishus that should answer me. So therefore, Ikar Hadin, this place over there would be mutter to both. That's what it means. Kim Lam Tzlega Zal, Lushal Tebe Les Zal Zeh. Now Rashi over here talks about something else. Well, let it be also because, you know, we could just walk up to the bor and draw that way. Right? And Rashi is in a Chanami. If that was the case, and you're right. But we're talking about that there is no opening from the chotzer to there, so they have to. The only way they can mishdamish is in this way. Okay, fine. We can skip that right over here. Okay, now skip a few lines down. Uvedinhu diziz nami laliboy. See a couple lines down there. Rashi says meikar adin. Even as this wouldn't be necessary. El mishum heker ba'alma. The reason why this is over there is just for a heker. Shleishdamish b'shus acheres shoshnayim beloy eruv. Like we see many times in Hilchas Erevin over here, that in order not to confuse two situations, one situation which really is mutter, but it's similar to another situation which is also, so we need some kind of hecker. That's the purpose of this ziz over here. So what's important for us in the suya over here to realize is like this, is that there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel in the suya over here, whether Adam is oyser achaver derech avir or not, but you see from this Rashi that even Shmuel holds that it does answer, but it doesn't answer Me'ikar Adin like we've been talking about until now. Even Shmuel agrees that if it's Muflo, you don't have a Hishtamshus which can answer on the other person Me'ikar Adin. The issue in the sugya over here is whether there's a requirement of a ziz, of heker or not. That's the machlekes in the sugya. So the Mora says, Rav holds Ein Adam Oysla Chaver Derech Aver, that means that Rav holds that it can't ask at all. It can't even require a heker. That's the meaning of machlekes over here in the sugya. Now, okay, we're running a little late. I just want just to speak out a little confusion in the logistics. I think the word is in the sugya over here. That, well, you see the way the Gemara is working with Rashi speaks it out that it wasn't clear to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Abaye continues, Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef, he makes a comment like this, this that Rabbi Yehuda said, this member over here, he must have gotten it from something that he heard from Shmuel, his Rebbe, and not from Rav. Rabbi Yehuda learned by Rav and by Shmuel, and he talked about a halacha over here, this halacha that we've been discussing over here, and Abaye said over, when he heard this halacha, he said, well, Rabbi Yehuda must have gotten this from Shmuel, something that Shmuel said he took it out, and not Rav, because I know that Rav holds ain adam oiser, that's halacha. So according to that, there will be no requirement of any kind of hacker, so you wouldn't need it. But according to Shmuel, I know that Shmuel says, and he probably got it from there, from Shmuel, that Shmuel has a requirement for a hacker. That's what Abaye says over here.
Why would there have to be a hacker according to Shmuel? If he's murdered, that if it's Muslim more than Dalit, then it's not even in the same
reshus. Well, it's Muslim Dalit just means that it's not Ikar Adin, it's not related. Not related to there. Rashi would be mashma that it's a requirement of really for a hacker. That's what it is. That it's something that a person could mix up with something else, and that's the requirement of the ziz.
Isn't it just a hacker to use the board? It has nothing to do with the other.
Well, yeah. I mean, the hacker is that when someone views the situation and what he seems to see is, you know, one reshus that two reshus have equal ishtamshus, and you know, there wasn't a requirement of an eriv, so then he's gonna make a mistake someplace else. So by putting out this ziz, you're doing something to show that this is a different kind of situation. Don't apply this to someplace else.
Use the
boar. Right.
Yeah.
The reason why they can use the boar, right, is because this is a different kind of situation. But let me just speak to that the Gemara over here wasn't clear to the Gemara what Abaye was coming to say, and that's why you see when you learn the Gemara shifts. The Gemara wants to know where did Abaye come from, which Shmuel was Abaye referring to, what member of Shmuel Gemara. So the Gemara, you see that from the Gemara over here that it wasn't clear to the Gemara how much Abaye heard over here.
Mm.
That the first step in the Gemara is that the Gemara understood that Abaye only heard from Rabbi Yehuda, his personal member on the piece. He heard Bosh Mechazeres Tanya, right? That's all he heard. Shmuel wasn't involved over here, and that's why he was saying, you know, he must have gotten it from Shmuel. I mean, the way we have it over here. I mean, what he said was an addition to something. He said, "Shem Shmuel, what's the question?" Of course, he got it from Shmuel. He said he got it from Shmuel, right? So that's why the Gemara says that thought that originally Abaye didn't hear the memra in the nusach that we have it. He heard it as a separate memra, only Rabbi Yehuda talking, not mentioning anything about Shmuel. That's why Abaye was trying to figure out, you know, which one of his rebbeim he got it from. Now that's what the Gemara originally. To what Abaye was saying, and the Gemara shifts. There's a shift in the Gemara. That's a little confusing to carry through in the Gemara, and the Gemara shifts to that, and the Gemara changes that. No, Abaye did hear the whole thing, and what he meant to say was something else. Right? So when you see this Gemara, you see that it doesn't connect one to the other. It doesn't, because the Gemara has two ways of understanding what happened. All right. So.